This is Tom Rowe with the local news for Sunday, February 7th, 2016. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Diane Valden in the Columbia paper attempts to keep up with the many pending court cases against Salvatore Cassino, including a pending decision. The 76-year-old Westchester County resident owns a 300-acre property along the east side of Route 22 in Copaic, where he has 18 years of violations of federal, state, and town laws for illegal dumping, building, and excavating. Cassino was found guilty of both civil and criminal contempt in 2009 and pled guilty to one count of felony second-degree offering a false instrument in June 2012. Since February 5, 2014, the town of Copaic has been waiting for a decision from acting state Supreme Court Judge Jonathan Nichols on two other contempt of court charges. A judge has directed Cassino to remove a state bridge, a stone wall, and the illegal fill he dumped in along the Noster Kill. Cassino was also ordered to restore other work on his property as he never got the proper permits to make the original changes. Valden reports, quote, Attorney Myers said by the phone this week that he has had several conversations with the judge about the matter, but remains at a loss to explain why no decision has been rendered, unquote. You can read the full story in the Columbia paper. Jesse McKinley in the New York Times reports that on February 6, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced several measures to reduce so-called conversion therapy in the state, a practice that claims to change same-sex attraction in some people, but is widely disputed by scientists. Cuomo's actions through the state financial services department mean insurers in New York are prohibited from covering the cost of conversion therapy for anyone under 18 and would also prohibit the use of Medicaid to pay for conversion therapy and bar the state office of mental health from providing conversion therapy to minors. Read the full story in the New York Times. Today is Sunday, February 7th, 2016, and the National Weather Service in Albany predicts a sunny day with a high near 40 and a low around 25. Monday, there's a 20% chance of snow showers during the day, turning to 50% at night with a high near 35 and a low around 20. Tuesday, there's a 40% chance of snow showers with a high near 31. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported creative community radio for Green, Ulster, Columbia, Dutchess, Albany, Rensselaer, Delaware, Schoharie counties, and Western Massachusetts.